will be at the polls voting. For those of you that didn't file absentee or vote early, 2 weeks from today, November 6, 2018, the midterms. A lot going on today. There could be triple-digit losses on Wall Street after 3M and Caterpillar earnings came back disappointing. Some predicting a 400-point downturn on Wall Street today. Shouldn't be of much concern to most people that are in the market for the long term. But that's on the way. Meanwhile, I want to look at some polling here. The latest MRG polling, by the way, shows Gretchen Whitmer with a 14-point lead over Bill Schuette in the race for governor here in Michigan, 50-36. Yeah, so it's a big 2 weeks to go, and Bill Schuette is going to need to find a way to energize voters here in Michigan to break through that 14-point deficit. It's been consistent a consistent Whitmer lead across the state for quite some time. But as you look at other states and the ratings across the board, the Washington Post pointing out that it's a lot closer in all of these districts than anybody expected. The blue wave not materializing. The Washington Post pointing out in an article today, headlining today, the contest for control of the House remains close and hard fought, according to a new Washington Post Char School poll of the most contested districts in the country. Democrats holding a statistically insignificant lead over Republicans is the first paragraph. The latest survey shows only a marginal change in the race during October, with 50% supporting Democratic candidates in the district, 47% backing Republicans. Candidates from the two parties collectively are running at almost even in 48 contested congressional districts won by President Trump in 2016, while Democrats hold the advantage in 21 competitive districts won by Hillary Clinton. The Democrats' lead in those Clinton districts has narrowed as well during the past month. The overwhelming majority of the districts surveyed, 63 of the 69, currently represented by a Republican in the House. And I'm going through these numbers, and I'm going through them for a reason. Here in Michigan, the two districts that people are watching, 8 and 11, the 8th and the 11th, Mike Bishop, according to all the latest polling, has about a 3-point lead on Alyssa Slotkin, and it's been steady for a while. Meanwhile, Lena Epstein and Haley Stevens, that are fighting for the open seat left by Dave Trott, are tied. Now, bear in mind that Hillary Clinton won that district by 4.5 points in 2016. So really, according to the polling there, the Democrat, Haley Stevens, underperforming. And so these are significant takeaways. And I want to take you to the latest polling now with Donald Trump. Again, we talked about this yesterday, but I cannot overstate how important this really is, that Donald Trump's approval ratings are the highest they've ever been from the NBC Wall Street Journal poll at 47%. Yes, underwater, but higher than they have ever been, which means in critical states like Indiana or Montana, Missouri, or Florida, where the United States Senate is set to send more Republicans to Washington than have been previously there. 51 is the number of Republicans in the U.S. Senate today. I believe it'll be at least 55 come January 2019. And looking at the polling, I have no reason not to believe that. Because the latest polls are indicating exactly that. Let me take you to some districts here to give you an idea of what the tea leaves are telling me. There are two districts in Virginia currently held by Republicans that the Democrats expect to be part of their big blue wave. Well, in the second congressional district in Virginia, the Republican holds a 3-point lead. And in the fifth congressional district, it's tied. Meanwhile, in Illinois' 12th congressional district, also one the Democrats expected to win, the Republican is +9 in the latest polling. In Florida, where Rick Scott, the governor there, is running for the U.S. Senate seat held by Bill Nelson for the last three terms, the latest polling shows Scott with a 1-point lead in Florida. That's going to be a close race, but I believe that Rick Scott will pull that out in Florida. That's a big pickup. That's a critical pickup for the Republicans in Florida. In Indiana, Joe Donnelly, a very vulnerable Democrat, has held a pretty consistent lead of 4, 5, 6 points over the past several weeks. That has now diminished, according to Survey USA, to just 1 point. And I bring this all to your attention with the backdrop of what we talked about earlier on the program, which is voter turnout and early turnout is at record levels and favoring Republicans. It's been an early voting explosion, to say the least. And it's the Republicans that are benefiting most from this early voting, according to, well, according to those that are watching it, Target Smart, one of those data survey companies watching this. And according to NBC News, this doesn't come from some right-leaning news organization. This is from NBC News. NBC reporting, the data provided by Target Smart reports that Republican-affiliated early voters are far exceeding Democratic affiliate voters in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Montana, Tennessee, and Texas. Now, how important is that? Democrats thought they could get Arizona. They won't. Republicans pick up Florida, hold Georgia, pick up Indiana, pick up Montana, hold Tennessee and Texas. You're plus three right there. You throw North Dakota in the mix. You throw Missouri in the mix. You're plus five. And that's what I've been telling you. I've been telling you this for months. I have not wavered. I've been telling you this for months that this is the way it was going to play out. There are always wild cards with 2 weeks to go. A wild card like the numbers on Wall Street going to collapse 400 more points today. But for the most part, these have been adjustments back and forth. It went up last week. It went down more than 1,000 points a couple of consecutive days, a couple of weeks ago. But unless there's a complete meltdown on Wall Street, that should not impact the election, because as we discussed, every place you go, you see help wanted signs, now hiring, bonuses being paid. People can see that. People know there are good opportunities and that people are getting paid more. Talked to a guy here recently who said substitute teachers, people that are doing it, you know, to supplement their income or they're close to retirement. Some districts offering $150 a day. That's 50% more than other, just so they can get substitute teachers to come into the classroom for $150 a day. A lot of districts paying $80 and $90, they're going to pick up the pace because they won't be able to keep up with the districts offering twice as much. So the point there is that wages are being pushed up in different sectors. So more money is available to people, more job opportunities are available to people, more career opportunities are available. So even if the stock market takes a nosedive of a couple of thousand points, I think people realize that their lives are better off than they were. Plus, the president now talking about more tax cuts. More tax cuts if they maintain control after the midterms. And that's critical. And of course, if the Democrats get control of the House during the midterms, then you're sure to see more investigations. Impeachment attempts against the president, impeachment attempts against Brett Kavanaugh, even though there's nothing there. But it'll be the way to continue to undermine the institutions of the United States, including the United States Supreme Court, because that's what the result was of the reckless behavior of the left during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. No evidence to support any of this, but we'll just defame the guy and make the United States Supreme Court illegitimate in the minds of half of America. Very poor decision. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom, not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt Us Kids.